You and I are going to begin with an issue that just will not go away. And that is the conduct in office of public safety manager Jack Harris of the Phoenix PD. Now, Jack would rather you call him chief. And the newspaper calls him chief. And the city council even gave him, and this was after an especially odious performance as Phil Gordon's lackey, criticizing those of us who took exception to the free rein illegals have in the city of Phoenix, especially in the wake of the death of Officer Nick Erfley. You may recall Jack the Hack Harris was dispatched by Phil Gordon to offer charges of racism and all the typical, pardon my language, crap that emanates from both City Hall and, sadly, in the public safety manager's office. And so a grateful mayor and city council, in the wake of just a horrible performance by the man at the top, to show that they appreciate, and especially the mayor appreciated, Jack Harris's political fealty and loyalty, they actually gave the guy a fifth star. Now, he says he was never going to wear it, but, you know, he appreciates the thought. Look, the bottom line is this. While the mayor and some members of the city council gave him this fifth star, among rank and file Phoenix police officers of the Phoenix Law Enforcement Association, or PLEA, there is essentially a vote of no confidence in Jack Harris. And, in fact, you can see this if you go to KFYI.com, right next to my name under Sights and Sounds. You will see the headline. J.D. Hayworth, no confidence in Harris, says survey. Click on that and you'll get straight from plea.org, I believe is their website. And let me just read it to you. It's almost as if they've offered a recipe for a vote of no confidence in Jack Harris. Start with an increased response from 10% to 16% in the description, no leadership seen in any police management rank. Mix in only 4.7% of officers seeing leadership in the public safety manager. Now, to put that in perspective, that's down from 14% in 2007. But understand that that's another total 10. It's just bad news. They categorize that as nearly a 200% decrease in the assessment of leadership coming from the public safety manager. A mere 14% of surveyed PLEA members express confidence in the public safety manager. And that perhaps is the most telling. If only 14% are expressing confidence, well, what does that tell you? The rest are not confident. Blend in three multi-million dollar lawsuits focused on police management policies and decisions. Sprinkle on a smidgen of a still broken booking system that removes valuable police officers from the street. Vigorously stir with 20 EEO complaints against police managers. Top off with management being tied with vehicles as the top problem facing Phoenix police officers. Finally, serve with a failure to provide 300 rifles by August. And that is actually made worse by refusing to allow first responding patrol officers to make a private purchase of these rifles. And I might also add in, if I'm not mistaken, you may recall the story a while back. I mean, we're getting to the point of incompetent information overload. In other words, so many instances of incompetence from public safety manager Jack Harris that at times we forget about a few. But here's another one. Amidst that big gift of, what, $100,000 from entertainer David Spade to the Phoenix PD to buy rifles? Well, there's still 300 behind, and moreover, 10 rifles have either been swiped or are missing. And then cops on the street say, look, I'll go buy one using my own money. And Jack Harris says, no. Now, you just wonder, and again, when you go back through the litany of curious occurrences and examples of incompetence, there's the whole notion that Jack Harris was given a special carve-out. Here was a guy who left his job as chief of police, got hired back as public safety manager, is able to double dip to get a salary as public safety manager while at the same time he's getting a retirement, he's getting pension. There are some serious problems for the Phoenix PD. Not for the officers on the street, but for the public safety manager in the executive suite. I mean, the amazing thing is, the Phoenix street cops do the job they do every day without getting the support they need, with a chief who is much more interested in serving as Phil Gordon's de facto spokesman. And that's putting it incredibly diplomatically. But now it's come down from the rank and file cops. No confidence in Jack the Hack Harris.